Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not trying to sell you anything this evening. I'm just conducting, main reason of this call, conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. This will not take long. I'll go as quick as possible. Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, or Asian?
White. White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with which the direction the country is headed in?
Disgusting.
So you're very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you find them very warm and favorable. 50 in the middle, so-so. And it means that you find them very cold and unfavorable. Now, if you don't have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden.
Disgusted.
1%. Thank you. Public charter schools.
50.
Thank you. And critical race theory or CRT?
1.
Thank you. And so look here, Black Lives Matter or BLM?
1.
Sorry about that. Thank you. The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
No.
Thank you. Your local school board?
25.
Thank you. That's 2-5, right? 25?
Yeah.
Thank you. Public schools?
25.
Okay. Public school teachers?
25.
Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. Okay, now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhoods are getting better, staying the same, or just or growing worse? Sorry. Sorry? Staying the same. Okay. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it means it's very important to you for public schools to prepare students. 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. Now, the first topic, truthfully understand all of American history, and the good and the bad. How important do you think that is from 0 to 10?
10.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. How important do you think that is?
10.
Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
Help America complete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
10.
Become more organized and have structure.
10.
Thank you. Okay. Let's have a look here. Okay. Sorry, the system question is just loading here. All right, now, how important do you think it is for public schools to... Okay, you just answered that. Sorry, my system's loading. Perfect. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? I'm sorry?
Not enough.
Thank you. How have you attended a public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
None.
A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
So you don't agree? Is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat strongly.
Strongly.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual teachers shouldn't be able to... Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Disagree, strongly.
Strongly. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
Strongly disagree.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you support it or oppose. The first one, making books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
No.
Do you support or oppose?
Neither or.
Don't know what.
I don't know what that question is.
What kind of
subject? Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat strongly.
Strongly.
Increasing teacher pay. Support or oppose?
Support. Strongly.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Support.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
No, I couldn't.
You oppose, so is that somewhat or strongly?
I said no.
Oh, you said, oh, no opinion, sorry.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means you find that very convincing argument, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not convincing at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from changing our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Five.
Thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that Road to Trinity starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Number 3.
A 3. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math, education or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with the lives of most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves or form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about changing topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that?
Not 0.
0. Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, these, just switching gears a little here, these last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? We have a category here, 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate / bachelor's degree, postgraduate / master's, MBA, law.
College.
Some college?
Yeah, so.
Okay. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Nope.
Okay, and do you have a child who attended a character school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Every
week. I'm sorry?
Every week.
Every week. Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. The first one, is a born-again Christian, fundamentalist, or evangelical?
No.
Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
None.
An educator such as a teacher, professor, or faculty?
None.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. And you have yourself a great rest of the night. Goodbye.